2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 7:30.
39 in Ogden, 43 in Salt Lake.
Traffic volume increasing on the freeways, but no delays yet. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this half hour, Utah Attorney General Sean Reyes thinks Facebook has failed to protect the welfare of children. This is the company plans to roll out a new version of Instagram designed specifically for kids.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with the story. John?
Yeah, Amanda, the idea of an Instagram platform for kids is a hot political topic, and I'm sure it also will divide plenty of Utah households. Utah's AG has officially joined a bipartisan group of 43 other attorneys general in sending a six-page letter to Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg. Their belief is that a new child-centric Instagram app could actually harm kids' mental health and compromise their privacy. Speaking to members of Congress back in March, Zuckerberg said they have plenty of things to still think through.
Including how parents can control the experience of kids, especially kids under the age of 13.
As of now, Facebook prohibits children under the age of 13 from joining their apps and websites. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
A man is dead after drowning in a pond in Holiday overnight. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe has the details.
Police say a group of construction workers were working on private property with a pond when they decided to take some kayaks out. One of them capsized, and the man never resurfaced. Sergeant Melody Gray with Unified Police says the water is frigid right now.
The water's very cold. It's very difficult to breathe in that cold water if you're not an incredibly strong swimmer. And then you combine that with some of these rivers and creeks that we have, that the runoff isn't very swift and rapid.
Search and rescue responded to the drowning to recover the body. The death is under investigation, but Sergeant Gray says it looks to be purely accidental. Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
A hiker in Little Cottonwood Canyon is injured after setting off a rock slide. KSL TV's Andrew Adams reports an experienced climber caused a boulder about the size of a refrigerator to come loose.
Somewhere above a place called Certain Death, part of the mountain came crashing down. Boulder had rolled over the man, leaving him seriously injured. Rescuers carefully positioned themselves to save the man, but a medical helicopter ultimately hoisted him away.
Rescue crews are warning others that the freeze-thaw cycle from last winter could have loosened even more boulders.
Utah's travel and tourism industry is having a tale of two different recoveries. The outdoor destinations are doing better than the cities. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live to explain. Mary?
Yeah, Tim, people have been going to Utah's Mighty Five national parks and state parks and outdoor hikes and camping pretty steadily throughout this pandemic. The Salt Lake City Airport has outperformed the rest of the country when you compare year-over-year passenger volumes. And the airport director told the Deseret News he does expect a strong summer. But the urban centers in our state are not doing as well. In-person conventions dropped. Salt Lake hotels here downtown have barely had any occupancy. Officials say getting back to pre-pandemic levels in that arena could be several years away. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. A growing number of Republican governors say it's time to end unemployment bonuses.
We don't need to pay people to stay at home when employers are begging for workers.
Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson says all the extra benefits are dragging the economy down. President Biden says that's not the case and says the economic recovery will have ups and downs.
The vote on Congresswoman Liz Cheney.
More fallout from the feud between Congresswoman Liz Cheney and House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy as a vote approaches tomorrow that could remove Cheney from her leadership position.
The leader of the House Republicans officially urging them to vote Congresswoman Liz Cheney out of leadership. Kevin McCarthy writing, "It's clear that we need to make a change." McCarthy doesn't defend Cheney's right to speak out, instead calling her a distraction.
ABC's Rachel Scott reporting from Capitol Hill.
Tense moments in the Strait of Hormuz between U.S. warships and fast-moving attack boats from Iran. Officials say the U.S. had six warships accompanying the submarine USS Georgia when the Iranian boats approached.
It is a choke point in the region, so it's not insignificant that this kind of dangerous, unsafe, and unprofessional incident behavior occurred there.
Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says the U.S. fired off approximately 30 warning shots from a machine gun before the Iranian boats turned away.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.